is your morning routine.
Listen, respect my name.
Cap and J-Hood.
That's right. That's right. We bad.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app and on FM 100.3 HD2 and on ESPN 1000 Chicago. Now. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Bring them out. Bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, 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 bring them out,
bring them out. Oh, yeah. Welcome in to the Captain J Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Live from the Old Crow Smokehouse in Wrigleyville with David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. We've got JC, we got Shay, we got Jay Moore, we got you for a 3-hour ride here on this opening day broadcast. Open phone line for you, 312-332-ESPN. 332-3776 is our telephone number. Good morning, Twitch. Twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. That's where you can watch the show and all the shows here on ESPN 1000. And Cap, here we are, man. Opening day in the shadows of Wrigley Field. It starts today, opening day for Major League Baseball.
I got my obvious shirts gear on. Baseball is better at Wrigley. Here we go, baby. I walked into the lobby the other day. I think I was telling Black this. Walked in the lobby to pick up my credential. Nice lady there. I've seen her for 40 seasons or whatever. I've been doing this. I walk in. Hey, Cap, how are you? How many years? I said, I don't know, 30, whatever. And she said, sign here. Here's your credential. And there's all these people in line waiting for their credentials. Like, just get your credential and get out of the way. Excuse me. Excuse me. Is this the same credential that I used for the World Series in October? And one of the Cubs vice president, Julie Greeter, is like, boy, are you optimistic.
Yes, and get out.
Yeah,
and he also told you to leave, too.
There were people behind me like, dude, just get your credential and go.
It's like there's half the people in the front office don't even believe that.
Dude, I'm so excited baseball's back. Like, we're going to do the show, and then I'm going to go home, and I'm going to be on the couch, locked in Cubs Brewers.
Yes.
Eat a little dinner, locked in White Sox Astros. Like, what a day. And I don't have to watch that dead-ass basketball team that we call the Bulls.
Well, listen, the reason why that I love baseball, it's in our veins, right?
Yeah.
The one thing that we have a lot of things in common, Cap, but the one thing is that we grew up on baseball.
We did.
So that love for baseball will never leave us.
Never.
And the same thing with opening day. It's just not just another day. No, a lot of people take today off, and we hope that you get a chance to come down here to Old Crow Smokehouse and spend time with us here as we get ready for opening day. But the point is, though, is that when you have baseball, hope springs eternal. When you have baseball, that means warmer weather is coming.
Yes.
When you have baseball, that means that you'll be spending time at the ballpark with friends and family, going by yourself, whatever it is. All I know is that when baseball starts, I know warm weather's coming. And so that makes me feel good. Now, listen, here's the thing. We're all 0-0, okay? So I'm going to be as optimistic as I can about the White Sox from my side of the show because I'm looking forward to the season. I want to see exactly what this White Sox team is made of. Same thing with the Cubs, too. Boy, big spenders, huh? $300 million?
There you go.
In spending? What are you, the Rangers?
How about
a lot
that?
A lot of spending there from Clark and Addison.
We got the checkbook from Mr. Ricketts' top drawer.
Wow.
Jed went out and made some intelligent purchases.
Uh-huh.
They got Nico Hoerner extended the other day. Like, whoa.
Yeah, big signing.
How about that? I'm a huge Nico Hoerner guy.
Uh-huh.
And I really like what my team has done defensively. I just don't know if they have enough offense. That's the question. I still think they're a year away. I think they're on the precipice of getting on a pretty good run. I'm not telling you that this team's going to be running to World Series every single year, but I do think the dark times of the second rebuild, unconscionable, by the way, in 10 years, I think the dark part of it is behind us.
There is a correlation I want to make a little bit later on the show with the Bears and the Cubs in a second.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to talk to you a little bit about, for many years, you and the family went out to opening day. I know for many years, me and my college buddies would go to Old Comiskey or New Comiskey, the big blue elephant when they built the new Comiskey to spend time at opening day. This year, though, for you, it's going to be at the house. For me, it's going to be in the Hood Cave watching baseball on four screens all day long. But this year, not at Wrigley Field for you.
So the rule in our house, we have four sons, Brett, Garrett, Alex, Nick. And the rule was, if your grades are good, your deportment in school is good, your behavior, that we would give you off opening day for the Cubs game every year. And I would buy tickets, and I would go to work. Mindy and her mom and her late mom and her dad and the boys would all go to Wrigley. They'd go to Old Crow or Vines or when they built Gallagher Way, whatever it's called, Brick House, I think it's called. They would go hang out, and they would dress warm, and they would be at opening day. It was a holiday in our house. Some of our neighbors were like, you let the kids miss school for that? Yes. And we had a great time. And then the pandemic happened, so there was no fans. And now my kids, two of them are married. The third one's engaged. So we're not going to the game today, which is disappointing. But my wife and I will be locked in on the big screen watching.
And there'll be time for you to be get that done this summer, right?
Oh,
good. To be able to spend some time when it's a little warmer. 100%. I mean, because one thing, listen, it's nothing like supporting the ball club, you know, whether it's rain or shine, whether it's cold or warm. But I think as we get a little older, we get a little smarter, don't we?
Yeah.
I mean, you kind of look at the calendar. Like, you've got the calendar for the Sox and Cubs right in front of you. You can kind of cherry pick. Like, it's going to be a warm one around May, you know, like May 15th, somewhere in there, Memorial Day.
Right.
You start stacking it, right?
Yeah, like I like, and I've invited you before. I like going out to an afternoon Sox game after we get off the air.
Oh, absolutely.
Go work out, eat some lunch, and go by myself. I went. They played the Rays. I sat in the stands by myself. I bet two guys to hit home runs. They both did. And I just had a great time.
Yes.
I'll do the same thing at Wrigley. Go sit in the bleachers. I'll go by myself. I have a press pass. Sit in the press. Just, I like the feel, the vibe, the smell of the ballpark. I do.
Well, for the time being, you have some evenings off until I start reading the trades and see if you got your evenings busy.
Yeah, no.
I don't know, man. Well, I don't know. For now, your evenings are open.
They're
so
open.
I figure I would catch maybe a couple of 7:05 games with you before your evenings start to get busy.
Yes, we're going to go to a White Sox game and go hang out and get something to eat in the area and just have a good time.
Yes.
It's a lot of fun to go to a baseball game. So I'm looking at the schedule here, and like July 21 is a Friday afternoon.
Who is it? Who are they playing in Atlanta?
Cardinals here.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Well, and I know everyone's mad at Wilson. I can't be mad at Wilson because I have a – he's been great to my son, Brett. Great.
Yes. Until he starts beating your butt. Careful now. You say that now. In your rocking chair, happy for your friend Wilson, until he starts bludgeoning you because you know he's going to be a factor. He's got a chip on his shoulder.
I was texting. He texted me the other day. People mad at me up there. Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a Cardinal, right?
They're not happy.
Yeah.
Brett and I will always root for you, Wilson. I hope your dead-ass baseball team finishes in last.
Yeah.
Like, if you told me he hit 374 with 58 home runs, have at it, as long as your team doesn't win.
We got Sharfy in the building. Sharf, no, he's listening.
He's the general sales manager and VP.
What, he got a little brewer action, a little Cub Brewer?
Yeah, we got Cub Brewer at Miller Park coming up. You've got the Cubs and the Dodger here in April. It might be a little chilly. How about July 14? Red Sox here.
Oh, boy, that's going to be big.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
A lot of guys going to be here. A little Boston.
And then if you look at the White Sox, like July 28, a Friday at 6:10, a Guardian in town.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And then you promised me last year you would do this.
What's that?
I want to find a day. I have to go through the schedule when there is Cub afternoon, White Sox night.
That means I got to go to Wrigley Field.
Yes.
Oh, God.
And then I'll go to Guaranteed Rate. Like that's just a sensational freaking day. If the weather's awesome, oh, man.
I told you Miller Park's closer to my home than Wrigley Field. I told you this.
And you live on the south side.
I told you, Cap, it's a little bit more convenient. I could tailgate at Miller Park or AmFam Field, as they call it now. I could tailgate, leave my coat in the car.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful stadium. Yeah. Probably what the Sox probably should have built. I mean, it's a nice stadium and just more convenient from my home.
Now, the amazing thing about the Brewers is you can go to gas stations throughout Wisconsin and, hey, buy a tank of gas. We'll give you a free ticket.
Wow.
And they like that in this town.
Wow. That's so old school, by the way.
Oh, what's your zip code? We don't want to sell the Cub fans. You don't want our money? Okay, let those seats sit empty.
That's exactly what happened. If you don't let the Cub fan in, it just won't be a full house of Brewer fans there.
Right.
Because Cub fans will come in there, they'll buy the beer, they buy concessions, tickets. Why wouldn't you want that money?
There's got to be so many of them in the car right now listening to us going, I hate that he's saying this.
It's
but
true.
You know it's true. Dead-ass team can't fill your own ballpark. You got good players. I'll give you that. You got really good pitching. Burns and Woodruff and Peralta. Yep. They got good players. You guys don't support your teams like we do. Welcome to a big city.
How about a little fan trip? A little bus trip up to Milwaukee again?
Yeah, make sure we interact with the listeners better this
Absolutely,
time.
We will. Absolutely.
Record with them.
Why don't we get that? Well, that would be nice. And also, you know, the other thing, too, about the season when the schedule comes out is the travel, right? It's being able to say, okay, I'm going to follow my team, whether it's Detroit, whether it, for me, Cleveland, and, of course, some other places maybe out west. That's always fun to see.
How about July 6? July 6. At Milwaukee, a 1-10 game.
Yeah.
Get Zetterman to get us a place to broadcast in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
We shoot up there early. Bam!
Yeah. I like that idea.
How about that?
I like that idea. Well, I love the idea of being able to see your favorite team in another city. That's always fun.
The last time we went to Milwaukee, pull the curtain back. First of all, Cubs get 7 in the top of the first.
Oh, God.
We took a bus up there with a bunch of awesome listeners, and we're there. It's 7-0, and I am just insufferable on all the Brewer people outside the skybox they had us in. They got 8 back in the bottom of the first, right?
I'm sitting next to you in that skybox, and I go, here you go, Cap. They're turning it around today. It starts today.
Right.
And then what happened?
7-0, and Jake Arrieta needed a mound visit in the bottom of the first. With a 7-0 lead, he couldn't protect it. 15-7, Cubs lose.
What did I tell you on the bus? What did I tell you? I said, DFA today. He doesn't ride back with the team.
And I said to you, you can't do that. He's a veteran presence in there. And then he told Bruce Fine to take his mask off on the Zoom.
Yes.
And that was the end of it.
Yes.
Released an hour later.
I wanted
get
to,
out.
That day, I said, you DFA him. He's got nothing left.
Nothing.
A mound visit in the bottom of the first with your spot at 7 runs? No. Out. I know that he was the World Series hero, and but you know what, though? That's enough. And then he tore his own ass with a longtime guy in Bruce Levine.
Correct.
Telling them to take his mask off. Who are you, Arrieta?
Correct.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Broadcasting live from Old Crow Smokehouse here in Wrigleyville, 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776. Are you going to Wrigley Field? And again, let's hear about your opening day, Cub fans and Sox fans. What are you going to be doing today? Taking the day off? Are you going to be watching the games? We want to get your thoughts on that. And still to come, our thoughts about the direction of both teams, the Cubs and the White Sox. We'll keep you company here until 10 o'clock. Here from Old Crow Smokehouse in Wrigleyville.
September 29. Let's go there. September 29 at Milwaukee, 7-10. Do the show, hang out all day, and we clinch the division that night.
Oh, who's we, Milwaukee?
Cubby, baby, here we come.
Cap and Jay Hood, weekday mornings at 7.
Welcome to baseball. Welcome to the ESPN Chicago Miller Lite Opening Day Live Broadcast. Come on by Old Crow Smokehouse before the game. This is Cap and Jay Hood on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
Glad you're with us here for Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app as we broadcast live from Old Crow Smokehouse. Here in Wrigleyville, we've got some open phone lines for you. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776. It's opening day for Major League Baseball for the Cubs and the White Sox. So we're going to get your thoughts about what you expect for your favorite team, the Cubs and the Sox, and how excited are you that baseball has returned right here on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000. Opening day for Major League Baseball. I will say this. what I love is the unexpected, Cap. That's what baseball brings. You're looking for the unexpected. And when I take a look at this Cubs team, I did not, you know, you and I in the winter talked about how the Cubs need to spend money, that the purse strings were open, the wallet was open for the Cubs to spend. And boy, the Jed Hoyer did, he definitely did spend. We're going to hear from Jed Hoyer coming up at 9 o'clock here on Cap and Jay Hood, the general manager of the Cubs. But Dansby Swanson, Jameson Taillon, 4 years, $68 million. Swanson, the 7 year, $177 million contract. Trey Mancini, Cody Bellinger. You could just tell that the Cubs are going in the direction where they're going to have some veteran talent on it for once.
Yeah, they've got finally a lineup of veteran players, and they're still trying to develop those kids at the minors, Pete Crow Armstrong and Matt Mervis and Brennan Davis and guys like that that are not part of this yet. If you look at their lineup today, Nico Hoerner, who I love, Dansby, Ian Happ, he's in a walk year.
Yes.
They've not approached him, it appears, with something he would be willing to consider for an extension. He said yesterday, I don't have any update about that. Trey Mancini, I think, is a huge piece for this team. He's a year removed now from coming into a season after cancer treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And he played for Baltimore, traded at the deadline to Houston, and now he gets this fresh start. And he feels like this is, you know, an opportunity for him, whether he's going to be at first. He'll play some right till Suzuki's back from the oblique strain. He's already taken BP. You've got Hosmer, Yan Gomes. The Cubs catching might be the best defensively in their division as a group, but might be the worst offensively.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this. I mentioned to you in our last segment that there are vibes with the Bears when it comes to the Cubs. Here's what I mean by that. The Bears are not ready to win just as of yet. And I think that when you look at the Cubs to me, at best, will be a third-place team in the National League Central.
What?
At best. And here's why. It's not that what the Cubs don't have as much as what the Cardinals do have. When I look at this Cubs team, I look at Dansby Swanson, 7 year deal. You're giving a guy who's 29 a 7 year deal,
mm-hmm.
$177 million. You hope that that pays dividends for you. If he's one of your pillars, I have a pillar list here and it's still open. If Swanson's one of your pillars, you hope that he could be able to pay dividends for you with that 7 year deal. Taillon, I think, was very key. And it's going to be it's not talked about enough how big a deal that is for the Cubs. It's a 4 year deal, $68 million. I think that he solidifies what you have in the starting rotation. But the deals like Mancini and Bellinger in particular, you're rolling the dice, Cap, and hoping that Bellinger can stay healthy. He's hit .205 with a .648 OPS the last three seasons. But again, you're hoping that he can stay healthy. If he's healthy, that's a really good one off.
Well, he was the 2019 MVP.
Right.
2020 was the pandemic year. I excuse everybody with what they were going through, 60 game, whatever. Last year, he was worse than Jason Hayward. Now, he'll tell you he had a bum shoulder and that he's finally healthy.
Okay.
We'll see. That's why he got a one-year deal, mm-hmm. and that's why his address is 1060 West Addison and not Dodger Stadium where he won the MVP. Mm-hmm. They let him go. So we're going to find out if he's truly on the downward side of his career or is a renaissance coming. But you look at the Cubs lineup, like there's some names in there that, and I cover the team. I'm like, who's in our right field? Miles Mastrobuoni.
Uh-huh.
He's in right field.
Yes.
Because Suzuki's injured. Edwin Rios is over at third. So, okay.
See what I mean?
Let's have at it.
Well, here's the thing. Again, you're not ready to win yet. I know you got a great feeling about the team because it's opening day. I'm just saying realistically, you spent money, $300 million in free agent signings. That's great. But there's still more to do.
No question.
You're not quite there yet because the other thing that you're waiting for is for players to heal. Let's see what Suzuki looks like when he's healthy. You know, when he comes back, whenever that is. Same thing with Hendricks. Hendricks will come back, and again, he'll give you cunning and guile, and he'll give you his best effort.
Uh-huh.
But I think the Taillon, even more so than Swanson, Taillon will solidify that starting rotation. Also on top of that, it's really great to see that Hayden Wisniewski, is going to be a guy that I think is going to be really good for the Cubs this year. And then this Assad. Now, this guy here who played in the World Baseball – Assad. This Jared Assad.
Assad.
Huh?
Javier Assad.
Asshat, as I was saying. Wow. Now, this guy here is going to be something good for you, this asshat.
Assad.
What did I say wrong?
Assad is a really good pitcher.
Oh.
He's not Jacob deGrom. He's not Justin Verlander. He's not Max Scherzer. He's not Dylan Cease. But he has increased his velocity. He pitched really well in the WBC. And there were a lot of people that didn't give him a chance to make this team. And all of a sudden, whoa.
Brother, he's going to be.
He's solid, man.
Yeah.
I like this kid. I like what the Cubs are doing, taking this next step. They're just not there yet.
You're not ready. And here's why you're not ready. You're not ready because I look at the age. I still go back to the Theo philosophy that the player has to be outstanding to be 30 and over to be on this roster. I mean, outstanding, like a pillar or a difference maker. Swanson is 29.
Mm-hmm.
So you're hoping quickly that he could be able to help the team. Hap's 28 on a walk year. Wisdom's 31. Still on the roster, correct?
Yep.
Okay, so Hosmer's 33. You've got... Yan Gomes, and you've got Barnhart. They're in their 30s. Stroman's 31. Hendricks is 33. Suzuki, we believe, is 29 or 30.
Yep.
So those are the things I look at, Cap, with this team and saying, okay, you're close, but you're not ready yet. And the same thing with the Bears. I think is that I can make that parallel in which there's a few players that you like, but are you ready to win yet? And I don't think the Cubs are there yet.
I think the Bears are the 2022 Cubs. Putting some pieces together. All of that, they're still not going to have a great season. The 23 Cubs, I think, are the 24 Bears emerging from hibernation. Here we go. Now, when you get Pete Crow Armstrong here, and you get Matt Mervis here, and Brennan Davis here, and another year of free agent spending, get the jersey ready for Shohei, Mr. Ricketts.
You better, because if you don't, you're re-signing Ian Happ. And you seen that free agent list next year?
Not great.
Okay, so this is what I'm saying. You're trying to build towards something. If you don't get Ohtani, you'd like to, because that is your instant playoffs there.
Oh,
but
boy.
If you don't, it drops off the table. That means, oh, we don't get Ohtani? Okay, Ian, come on back. You and your coffee. Come on back with us.
And I'm a big Ian Happ guy. I think he's a winning baseball player.
Yes.
And an even better guy.
Yes.
He's Shohei Ohtani, man. And I don't want to hear it's too expensive. No, it's not too expensive. Your franchise is worth $4 billion. You know what you will sell in Cubs gear in Japan alone?
Oh, absolutely.
My goodness.
Right.
Crazy.
It's the Cubs brand plus Ohtani.
Do you know that the most watched baseball game ever of all time was that WBC championship game?
Mm-hmm.
Japan wins it. The Japanese Korea matchup, the Japan-Korea matchup, there were 70 million tuned in just in Japan.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if their most revered son, Shohei Ohtani and Seiya Suzuki, are wearing Cubs colors? Oh, my goodness.
You love to see that, and it just shows you. It's more than the player's great, but along with the branding that people know, not just in the country, but nationally. And thank you, WGN, for that, because
yeah,
that's the reason why the branding's so strong. That's why that matters. And you say, well, why can't you do it with the Angels? Because the Angels are the second team in town and are bad business people. The Angels, once again, I'm sure you saw this, Shay, the Angels will not travel their radio team again.
I saw this.
Again.
It's so embarrassing. The only team in baseball, they're making their radio broadcasters work from a studio in L.A.
Oh, my God.
To do the games on the road, and then they can go to the ballpark for the home games. So if they play the Mariners,
yeah,
they're not going to Seattle.
I mean, you only have maybe the two best players in Major League Baseball. They happen to both play for the Angels. You can't do anything with them. That tells you all you need to know about upper management and ownership.
Correct.
You have two guys that you can't market, two guys that are arguably the best players in Major League Baseball. Yeah, again, top two, top five, whatever, and they can't get out of their own way in Anaheim.
It's a friend of mine who's not in this industry said to me, "Oh, does it really matter? They're just calling the game." Yes, it does matter.
Yes, it does.
Because when you are on the team plane and on the bus to the ballpark and in the locker room and having dinner, you pick up nuggets of information that allow you to market your product for the owners of the team. And this guy, Artie Moreno, I mean, Guy's a billionaire. You can't afford to travel two radio guys?
It's amazing. Well,
that's a joke.
He also was, I have friends, a couple friends who are Angels fans, and they were furious last season. Because if you remember, Artie Moreno said he was going to sell the team
and then recanted.
Right. I had fans who were thrilled. They were ecstatic. He was going to sell the team and they would get real ownership. Then he recanted and now basically says, Ohtani's gone.
A Cub fan or a Sox fan would love to have Mike Trout or Ohtani on the team, and they play for that dead-ass Los Angeles Angels outfit.
It's a joke.
It is amazing. So we're going to get your calls in here coming up, 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776. Baseball is back. How excited are you to see baseball back? And also, my partner wants to compare our baseball teams. We'll do that coming up next. But your phone calls as well as we broadcast live from Old Crow Smokehouse here in Wrigleyville, Cap'n Jay Hood, weekday mornings at 7.
Here's today's headlines with Cap'n Jay Hood.
Good morning, Chicago. The Bulls dropped their second straight last night, 121-100 to the Lakers. Chicago's own Anthony Davis went off, scoring 38 points with LeBron James adding 25. Nikola Vucevic led the way for the Bulls with 29 points. DeRozan had 22 as the Bulls will travel to Charlotte to play the Hornets while the Wizards host the Magic on Friday. All right, let's see. History was made last night with Major League Baseball and the MLBPA reaching an agreement on a 5-year collective bargaining agreement with the minor league baseball players at all levels. Minimum minor league salaries will rise by at least double. Also, the White Sox will play later tonight. It'll be at 6:08 right here on the home of the White Sox, ESPN 1000, as they take on the defending champion and Houston Astros. Dylan Cease will pitch for the White Sox. It is baseball season. The Cubs will take on the Brewers at Wrigley Field. And again, Marcus Stroman will be on the mound for the Cubs. He'll take on Corbin Burns, a 2021 NL Cy Young Award winner. We're here at Old Crow Smokehouse. We'll be with you till 2 o'clock. Carmen Yurko will be here as well, right here on Chicago's Home for Sports.
You are listening to Cap'n Jay Hood live from the North Side. You should be at Old Crow Smokehouse on Clark. It's opening day. If you really can't, check it out on twitch.tv or the Twitch app. Opening day, the Miller Lightway on ESPN Chicago.
Good morning, Chicago. It's opening day for the Cubs and the White Sox. So glad that you're with us on the Cap'n Jay Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000, and we're streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. That same ESPN Chicago app, which you can find at White Sox Weekly with Connor McKnight. Need more White Sox? Check out White Sox Weekly, available on the ESPN Chicago app. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our telephone number as we talk to you about the Cubs and Sox opening day. Don't forget we got Shot or No Shot coming up at the top of the hour, 8 o'clock right here on ESPN 1000. So still to come, we're going to go through position by position, who is better, who's best between the Cubs and the Sox. I'll just tell you this, man. I look at this White Sox team as a Sox fan, as you know, born and raised in the South Side, 20 minutes from the ballpark. That's where I grew up, on the South Side. And Cap, it was time for a change over there at 35th and Vector. It was time for a change because this team has been stuck in neutral for a long time. I did not get the wholesale changes that I thought I was going to get. I told you over the winter, I said, you know, some of these popular Sox, maybe they need to be a little bit more uncomfortable. Maybe it's time to move on. Maybe it's time for some new blood here. And so what do we get? We get Abreu now with the Houston Astros and Vaughn over at first base. And then you got Benintendi. And then what?
Yeah, Rick Hahn said yesterday, boy, it's going to be strange seeing Jose in a Houston uniform. It's almost like Michael in a Wizards uniform. Everyone's like, are you comparing Abreu to Michael? No, he wasn't. But I think of Jose Abreu as a White Sox player and one of the great in the history of your franchise. No one's saying he's Michael. No one said that. What he's saying is, it's going to be really odd to look over and go, wow, number 79 is in an Astro jersey?
Yes.
I think it'll be bizarre. I'll be locked in watching that game tonight, the Cubs this afternoon. And it's going to be interesting to watch this White Sox team with new energy. They've talked about the energy that Pedro Grifol has brought to this club. I keep hearing it from people that have been there. The energy's different. I hope it translates to victories.
That's cool in spring training. But can I just tell you, as a Sox fan, the least interesting facet of White Sox baseball is Pedro Grifol. For me.
Well, from my seat, for you, it should be, are we going to finally see Luis Robert have a, I'm talking about a breakout year.
Yeah.
He's a good player. That ability, that guy should be a stud. Is Yoan Moncada going to stop with the, oh, my ribs hurt, oh, my hammy's a little, let's go. Man up and let's play 150 ball games. Are we going to see Oscar Colas take the next step and become a legitimate everyday right fielder? Like, there's a lot of questions here.
There's questions, but I think that the bottom line, and I'll just boil it down to this, if the White Sox are not healthy, then what are we doing? And again, I don't know what the season will bring, but I mean, ultimately, what was the when you sign off on last season, it was, the whole thing was, this team was not healthy enough. And I think that from our conversation with Rick Hahn last time we talked to him, ultimately what he told us is, you know, if we were healthy, we would get a chance to be in the postseason. I don't know that for a fact. All I know is that when you see the names of Anderson and Robert and Benintendi and Eloy and Moncada and Vaughn and Grandal and Colas and Elvis Andrews, you think, you know, you're a good ball club. The strength of the team should be the starting pitching. It should be. But offensively speaking, if this team cannot stay healthy, if we don't see Luis Robert, if we don't see Moncada in the lineup on a regular basis, you know, doing damage offensively for this team, then what's the point of all this? I have a couple of Sox I'm checking off. One is Vaughn. All I keep hearing is like, this is the next Steve Garvey. Okay, let's take a look.
Yeah.
He's going to be at first base. I know he's going to hit for power, but how much power?
No more excuses. You're playing your position now.
No one's over his shoulder. So keep in mind, these are big shoes to fill. Mm-hmm. We just talked about Abreu moments ago.
Yep.
So who's going to fill that bill for with Abreu out and Vaughn in? See, whatever you want to say about Abreu, his presence brought leadership. Uh-huh. Maybe he wasn't the most vocal guy, Cap, but he's a guy that was around. He was, the, in my view, the Konerko of this era. Maybe not the same type of leadership, but again, day in and day out, whether he's hurt or not, Abreu found a way to get on the field, DH or first base. That's a big, you know, Abreu, Cueto, Harrison, they're not part of this team anymore. Those are some of the leaders, the veteran leadership on this team.
Correct.
Where do you find that on this team? I don't know the answer to that.
That's why, for me, it's, Yoan, it's time to go. I don't want to hear about, you know, this injury and that injury, nothing serious. He's always got some little ache and pain that is slowing him down. Luis Robert is another one. And then you paid $73 million for Yasmani Grandal. I heard he had this amazing offseason. We'll find out.
I want to listen, it's not his offense. That doesn't concern me. His defense is always a concern for me. That's always my concern, that he's not the best catcher back there, not the best receiver. I think that offensively, I can depend on him being able to get on base. Benintendi's interesting too, though. Very interesting. As you have Swanson on the north side, here's Benintendi. Here's what I like about the Benintendi signing. And I know I've been hitting you in the ribs with the Benintendi, saying that he's Melky Cabrera. But here's what I like. And now I feel like I've got someone solid left field defensively. And if he's going to hit third in this lineup, and I think that's what's projected, right? Benintendi third?
I got your lineup.
That's not bad. I'll take that at for him hitting third. Aloy more than likely will be the cleanup hitter, hitting fourth.
Yeah, Benintendi is hitting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6th. Projected lineup: Anderson, Robert, Vaughn, Jimenez, DH, Moncada, Benintendi, Grandal, Andrus. Right field is Romy Gonzalez and Dylan Cease on the mound.
I expect to see Colas in this series here against Houston.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, and if he hits 8th in the lineup, no pressure. Just feel the position well. And then whatever you get offensively is great. What I saw in spring training, World Baseball Classic, pretty solid. Pretty solid.
He's a good player, man. So, and it's time for some kids to take a step.
But when I look at this White Sox team, though, can you convince me that they're more than an 81-win ball club? All I know is I don't know if this team can stay healthy.
So their over-under is 83.5, I believe.
Okay. So you're hovering around where you were last year.
Right.
You think this team is over 500?
I think MLB Network picked the Sox to win 90 games. I think it was MLB Network.
Well, that's a no shot. That's a no shot. Cleveland, to me, is head and shoulders above everyone else in the American League Central. Cleveland is. Jose Ramirez probably should be MVP. He's been around it, been hovering around
it
for a while.
He's a great player.
I think he should be MVP this year. They got Josh Bell, Josh Naylor. This team here, I think it can have five or six guys that can steal bases. Very good for on-base percentage. I like their young pitching. Now, I'm into this. You hear me say this a lot this year because, again, it's the Theo method. These pitchers for Cleveland are 30 and younger. Plesac, was it Brayton, Gattis, those guys, Savali, all under 30. That's pretty good.
Really good.
Yeah.
Really good. And they just locked up Andrés Giménez on an extension. Ramirez signed the extension last year. So their core guys are not going anywhere. The one difference is, like the Yankees, if they lose a key player, they just get a checkout and they get another good player. Yeah. Cleveland's not in that financial heavyweight category. Mm-hmm. If they lose someone injury, they usually have to backfill from their minors. That's where they could slide back.
All right, it's opening day for Major League Baseball for the Cubs and Sox. We'll get your calls in here at 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776. Cap and I will go around the diamond and see who's better, who's best between the Cubs and the White Sox.
And it is a huge birthday today. Massive. I'll tell you whose after this.
Is it yours?
Nope.
Okay. Old Crow Smokehouse in Wrigleyville. Cap and Jay Hood. We're on ESPN 1000, also on 100.3 FM, HD2.
This is the opening day live broadcast from Old Crow Smokehouse in Wrigleyville, presented by Miller Lite. Watch the show on twitch.tv or the Twitch app.
Broadcasting live from Old Crow Smokehouse in Wrigleyville, the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000. Also, we're streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Coming up in our next hour, we will have Shot or No Shot at 8 o'clock. And also, not only is it opening day Thursday, but also it's a deal breaker Thursday. Deal breakers coming your way at 8:35 right here on ESPN 1000.
Okay, so it's a huge day. I love opening day. The first 2 days of March Madness right there. But I've always said, I was telling Black the other night, opening day is better than my birthday. Love opening day of the freaking baseball season. It happens to coincide with two other of my favorite things in the world today.
My return.
Your return from vacation. That'd be another one.
It's third.
Yeah. That's at the top of the list.
Uh-huh, yeah.
It is the opening of halibut season at Wildfire. I'm going to buy dinner tonight. Their halibut is insane, and they only have it from now to like October.
Uh-huh.
It's insane. Macadamia nut crusted halibut. It's also the birthday today of Secretariat.
Careful now.
Almost got in trouble.
Yeah.
Secretariat's birthday today. My favorite athlete of all time. The most dominant athletic performance in the history of the entire GD world in the Belmont. Happy birthday, Secretariat. I hope I don't see you for many years, but when I get there, we're going to have a lunch together and talk.
That's going to be a one-way lunch because he can't eat. He'll be stuffed. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776.
Wow.
The taxidermist has already taken care of Secretariat. But nonetheless, though, you can still celebrate. And also at Wildfire, will they have horse meat there, too, to celebrate Secretariat? Will they have that?
No.
Horse meat?
No. Secretariat liked the halibut as well.
Oh, did he?
Yes.
Well, you know a lot about that guy.
Big red, baby.
Let's go around the diamond here. Your team versus my team. Let's go.
Let's do it.
All right, left field.
Left field. Ian Happ versus Andrew Benintendi. That's Ian Happ, and it's...
What?
It's actually not close.
What do you mean? Because he got a gold glove? He
was and was on the All-Star team.
Yeah, so was the trainer.
And Benintendi wasn't.
Okay.
So yes, Ian Happ today is better than Andrew Benintendi. Sorry.
I hope that's not going to be the case by the time the season ends. If Benintendi is going to be behind Ian Happ, that's a major problem.
Go back and look through the stats from the last few years. Ian Happ's a better ball player.
All I know is that to have the most money ever doled out to a White Sox player, if he's going to be trailing behind Ian Happ, I'm going to have a problem. Go ahead.
Wow. Okay, center field, I'll give you Luis Robert.
Well, thanks. Thanks for the pat on the head.
The guy we have was a league MVP now.
Thanks.
Your guy's got to take the next step.
And who do you have in center field? Who's that?
We have Cody Bellinger.
You better hope that works, too. And by the way, it's not a bad deal because it's a one-year deal.
There are no bad one-year deals.
Right. So that's fine. It's Sox specialize in those.
Trying to talk Jet into giving me one of those one-year deals.
So
didn't work.
All right, thank you for the pat on the head for Robert.
Okay, right field you have today, it's Romy Gonzalez, but I think it's going to be Oscar Colas. He made the baseball team. That's going to be his spot.
And what do you got out there?
Seiya's freaking Suzuki.
All right, he's on the DL.
But he's going to be there. Like, Colas isn't starting today. My guy will be coming sooner rather than later. He's already back in the cage in Arizona. Yeah, Seiya Suzuki's today. Now, if Oscar Colas is what you think he is, maybe he goes by Seiya. But Seiya was a $100 million guy for a reason.
I'll give you the 29-year-old second-year player in Major League Baseball.
Correct.
As far as we know, 29.
Okay.
He's trying to get him to be the rookie of the year at age 28.
Okay, let's go to first base. Okay. I'll give you Andrew Vaughn over Hosmer and Mancini.
Yes, it's good to have – we'll unpack that a little bit later on, but the veteran leadership is good for David Ross to have in there.
Correct, but your guy, I think, has more upside as a player.
Sure, Vaughn at first.
Okay,
all right.
Second base, that's us. Nico Horner, Gold Glove finalist, really good player versus 64-year-old Elvis Andrus.
Well, just so you know, I don't know if you take a look at the depth chart, we're going to go without a second baseman. We're going to have two shortstops on the left
exactly.
side.
Exactly. Exactly.
How can you not fill the second base spot with a real second baseman?
You got Romy Gonzalez on the
Excuse
roster.
Me? Who?
Romy Gonzalez.
Yes. There's a reason why he's a utility guy.
Correct.
A little outfield, a little infield. But again, you can't – I mean, it's been three, four years, can't find a real second baseman. So we're going to have two shortstops out there. Playing deep in the hole. Okay.
Okay. Shortstop. It's a good battle. Tim Anderson versus Dansby Swanson.
It's Tim Anderson. It's Tim Anderson.
I'll give you the edge there.
Tim Anderson. Tim Anderson will steal 30 bases this year. With the big Lou Malnati's bases they have out there now.
Wow.
He'll steal 30 bases.
How many did he steal last year?
Not enough. But now with the big pizza boxes, first of all.
You're 4 inches closer.
Yeah, so now it's going to be 30 bases. Luis Robert, about 25, 30 bases as
okay.
well.
I'll give you that one narrowly.
Anderson.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Third base. You got Moncada versus Wisdom.
You can have it. Wisdom. 31-year-old Wisdom. He might hit the most home runs for you this year.
He might. He hit 25 last year, I think.
Yeah.
He could hit 30 home runs here.
Yep.
No doubt about it. Now, he'll also strike out 180 times.
Now, having said that, I think Wisdom can hit the most home runs for the Cubs this year. But where are you going with that?
Right.
That's not good enough.
No. Christopher Morel is going to start in the minor leagues, not because he's not good enough to be here, but you don't want a 23-year-old kid sitting on the bench. I'd rather he play every day.
It's fair.
They also have Edwin Rios. That combination, look, Moncada has the most upside of all those guys. If Moncada is the guy that signed that massive deal when he left Cuba to go to Boston and they got traded for Chris Sale, then Moncada is the best third baseman in town. Just prove you can stay healthy.
It's Wisdom.
For now.
I'll give you Wisdom. Like, I have very low expectations for Moncada. I do.
Okay, how about catcher? You got Sebby Zavala and Grandal. Versus Tucker Barnhart and Yan Gomes.
Yeah.
And we have a third guy, but he's a third guy for a reason.
It's Grandal.
No shot.
Offensively, you know you'd rather have that power from the left side.
If I had to pluck a catcher of that group, Grandal would be third. It would be Yan Gomes,
Jody Davis,
or Sebby Zavala.
Or Jody.
Jody Davis, king of the Grand Slam homer. So
we'll go through the pitching a little bit later on as well. Shot or no shot in 2 minutes on Cap and J-Hood.